FM Breakfast
with Now.
Wake up.
Stream every golf major with a Now Sports membership. No contract.
10 points. What's his real name? What is Teddy Schwimm's real name? We said we're not going to call him Teddy Schwimm's anymore.
Wasn't it JCD or something?
It was JCB.
JCB. His real name is JCB.
Let's see. Real name.
Jason something.
It's actually quite a geeky name, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, it's Jayton, J-A-T-E-N.
Oh, hang on, what? Jayton?
Jayton Colin Dimsdale.
Okay, I've never heard the name Jayton before, have you?
No, that's new to me.
With KC.
It's like, it's one of those things that Americans do to names, where they take a name that we know and they add loads of different letters to it.
Yeah, yeah. It totally is.
Jayton. Colin Dimsdale, a.k.a. Teddy Schwimm's. I can see why he changed his name.
Yeah. I want to know why he changed it to Schwimm's, though.
Because maybe he can't swim.
Maybe. Wouldn't that be ironic?
Yeah. Or he was part of a triathlon and he lost. And this is his therapeutic way of dealing with the situation. I'm going to change my surname to the thing that I did worst at, and I'll overcome it eventually.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's Teddy Schwimm.
Victoria horse riding. What are you going to be called?
KC relationships.
That's quite funny, actually.
All right, folks. Our first game of the day.
Yeah.
Give us your first name and change your surname to the thing you're shite at.
Yeah.
086.
See that? Anya driving.
Anya.
That's all she says.
I love your honesty, Anya.
Anya driving.
Emma's sleeping.
Ah, there you go. Oh, he mustn't be a very good sleeper.
Not a good sleeper. That's unfortunate.
Yeah. I've got a tip. For people that can't sleep very well.
Does it involve, like, 40-year-old whiskey?
No.
No, okay.
There's this really good spray, and no, I don't work for them, but just take my advice on this. There's this really good spray, and it's called Deep Sleep Pillow Spray. And it's made by a company called This Works.
Okay, well, that's a good
and
name.
You will sleep like a baby. You have the deepest, nicest sleep. Just two or three sprays on your pillow before you go to sleep. Wow.
What is it? How does it knock you
out? It's got chamomile, lavender, and what's the other one? Vervetair or something like that in it. But it's all natural. But they're things that make you relaxed. And I'm telling you now, you'll have the best sleep of your life.
You know when you see a detective movie or like, you know, a James Bond movie and the villain puts a tissue around somebody's mouth and knocks them out?
It's that.
That's, wow.
It's not
They have a little kit.
It's so good.
Okay.
I'm going to buy you a bottle and I'm going to get you to use it for a week and I'm going to get you to report back on this show.
I told you this already. I would sleep on a washing line. I would sleep on a galloping horse. When I read a book, three pages in, I'm gone.
Yeah.
When I watch a cinema film, I'm gone.
You're just old, mate.
Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. Good morning, everybody.
Red FM Breakfast with KC.
But I believe it.
The Lady Game.
There's Rory.
Hi.
How are you, Harshing?
I'm all right.
And there's Victoria Nichols.
Are you cold, Rory?
So cool. I have to give a shout out to Anne-Marie, who came up to me at the BHA race last night, who I'd never met before, and came right up to my face going, I'm so cold.
it's now a ding thing.
Yeah, it's going to follow you around.
T-shirts made up.
Listen. Hey, if you want to expand this into a brand, Rory Coldblood O'Hagan. What would your brand be? What would you do? What would you create? Like, I mean, like if you were going down the beauty products route, or
I don't know, probably like, you know,
you're not too shampoo anyway. That's
yeah,
for
not
sure.
Shampoo. Yeah, moisturizer for bald men. There we go.
Okay,
sorted.
Baldy moisturizer.
Baldy moisturizer.
Welcome to the Lady Game. Yet again, it's two idiot men versus a woman.
Oh,
these are questions of the female form that we must guess correctly. Victoria Nichols, take it away.
Are
please.
You ready? Rory against KC. Yes, you are. Question one: 40% of women have a favorite type of what?
40% of women have a favorite type of
bra.
Bra, that's a really good guess.
Good answer.
Battery operated device, like a remote control.
A remote control car.
I can't believe you just went there, but anyway.
Person at work.
Oh, that's a good guess.
Women of a favourite person at work.
Good guess.
Bubble bath.
Good guess.
Nail polish.
Nail polish.
Good guess.
Yeah.
Well, these are all good guesses, but they're all wrong.
Of course they are.
The answer is side of their face.
Side of their face?
Yeah, we have a favourite side of our face.
Are they not the same?
No. Yeah.
What?
Have you never looked at your face in the mirror? One side is not completely identical to the other.
So when it comes to taking selfies or photos, you want that side of your
Absolutely.
Face in.
Absolutely.
That's just your brain playing tricks on you.
No, it's not.
Because we...
It's the mirror.
I'm literally turning from side to side.
Rory literally is going to go and check his face in the mirror for about half an hour after the show.
All your faces
Question
handsome, kid.
Question two.
Let's go.
What would you do with ombre donut glaze?
Shove it in your gob.
I was about to say
all day long.
You'd think you would, but no.
You'd put it on donuts?
No.
Ombre donut glaze is
Just
obviously...
Just think about women and what kind of things they do.
Eat donuts.
No. Give up.
Ombre donut glaze. Not.
So no one's getting this,
are
they?
Is it some sort of like body scrub thing?
Oh, you're kind of in the vicinity. It's to do with the body.
Is it a moisturiser?
In the vicinity again? Are you going to give up?
Take another guess. You're warm.
Come on.
Shampoo.
No.
Conditioner.
It's an eyeliner.
Okay, I can't stand this anymore.
It's an eyeliner, is it?
It's a nail polish.
Ombre donut glaze.
Yeah, it's a glaze that you put over your nails. It's called ombre donut.
Can you put it on donuts?
No.
Probably not.
Question three. What's a Lululemon dupe?
What?
Yeah. Did you feel like I was speaking a foreign language there?
Lululemon is a brand of something or other.
Yes, it is. Well done.
Is it a clothing brand?
I think it's something to do with sports or something. I don't know.
You're pretty close, guys.
It might be those stretchy pants that
the yoga pants.
Yeah. God bless you, yoga pants. That's all I'll say. God bless you.
I'm going to tell you what it is again. It's a God, Casey.
Well, no, I'm just saying it like it is. God bless you, yoga pants.
It's a Lululemon dupe.
A dupe? So is that a copy?
It's a Macchiato.
Hey, I'm going to give you that. I'm going to give you both that because you both did really well.
So this is like a Penny's version of Lululemon.
So it's yoga activewear. Lululemon is yoga activewear and a dupe is a copy. So it's a copy of the yoga activewear. Ah. Yeah, I'm going to give you that.
Okay,
last question. What takes up the most time for a woman when she's getting ready for a night out?
We could be here for a while.
And we could be here for a long, long time.
What is it?
I don't know. It's one of those mysteries of the world that we'll never understand. A fella can get ready in 8 minutes. He'll do the three S's. The shower and the shave. And he's out the door in 8 minutes.
Yeah.
Ye start getting ready at 5 in the evening. At 10 to 9, the taxi's outside. Yeah. There's €200 on the meter.
Yeah. And you're still... time.
Yeah. It's makeup and clothes, I would guess.
It's taking every item of clothing out of the thing, putting it on, saying, I don't like that.
And then cribbing that you've nothing to wear.
Yeah.
And then going back to the
you've
first
You've got the east
the
wing of pennies in the...
Yeah, hang on a second, though.
Sorry?
Why do you spend so much time in the toilet?
What do you think?
It's the same thing.
To get away from you. Oh, by the way, Claude has been on to me to say, Victoria.
Yeah?
It's Lululemon, not Lululemon. And then, Claude, this is Victoria being very posh.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Victoria is Lemon. The fourth cousin of the royals. It's Lemon.
Sorry, Claude.
That's all good. Lululemon. Get yourself a pair of Lulus after the show.
Yeah.
All right. Will we give away €1,000 here? Let's do it.
Let's get some money. The €1,000 pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me the
money. Good morning, Ellen from Grange. How are we, Ellen?
I'm good, you?
Congratulations on your baba, by the way.
Thank you very much.
He's 2.5 months. Fionn. Okay. Is this number one?
It is.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Do you know what Fionn needs now? More than anything in the world. He will need a little brother to put in goal.
Yes.
Because, you know, when he's...
Don't put pressure on her. She's only just had the baby.
Oh, no. Straight back to business.
No. Take your time, Ellen. Take your time.
So you're on mat leave at the moment. How is everything going in the world of a new mum?
Great. I mean, he's made it very easy, and I'm going to have jinxed myself now this evening that he won't have a good sleep.
Always the way.
I'm telling you, you have won the maternity lotto if you get a sleeping baba.
Yeah, you have.
Oh, I know.
Because not everyone does.
Talk about it too much.
All right, let's go for this. We got 10 questions.
Okay.
60 seconds. We haven't hit this button for a long time. This is the winner's button, the winner's noise. If you get 10 out of 10, you've won a grand. Here we go.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Ellen, J-Lo is the shortened name of what singer?
Jennifer Lopez.
Who is Manchester United's manager?
Ken Hag.
How many colours are on the British flag?
3.
Question number 4. Who played Marty McFly in Back to the Future?
Michael J. Fox.
What small breath mints are made in Cork?
Tic-tac.
Question number 6. Can you name Cork City FC's home ground?
Turner's Cross.
Question number 7. Who wrote the multi-million selling book The Secret? So, The Secret, it's a whole law of attraction. She's an Australian lady. Throw a name in.
Ronda Byrne.
Question number 8. What two actors played the lead roles in Fight Club? Fight Club the movie.
Brad Pitt and Norton.
Question number 9. What year was Michael Collins shot?
1922.
What boxer has the nickname Iron? Quickly.
No! So close. Oh, that was such a good round. My heart is actually pumping out of my chest.
Believe it. I did everything I could to get you in on time. I did everything I could.
Oh, Ellen.
Ellen, Jennifer Lopez is correct. Ten Hag is correct. 3 colours on the British flag. Michael J. Fox, Tic Tacs, Turner's Cross. Rhonda Byrne. You said Byrne. We'll check Rhonda Byrne. Yeah. Brad Pitt and Edward Norton. That burnt up an awful lot of time. 1922 is correct for Michael Collins. You got 9 out of 10.
Oh, you were so good.
Lousy and horrible, and I hate it when this happens.
So do I.
9 out of 10 means you're coming back.
Absolutely.
We're gonna have you back very, very soon for another rattle at that. Also, you got a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors. We give her a little mug for Fionn as well, will we?
We will. 2 little mugs.
Yeah, 2 little mugs.
A mug for her and a mug for the babbo.
Okay, so a pair of babby mugs on the way to you. I'm very sorry that you missed it. We will talk to you again in a couple of weeks' time, Ellen, okay?
We will. Great.
That's a promise.
Well done, Ellen.
I'm very sorry.
Brilliant.
Okay, take it easy. That's the way it goes. You got to get the answer in before the buzzer. To win that €1,000. By the way, the boxer nicknamed Iron?
I don't know.
Mike Tyson.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now. Wake up. Stream every golf major with a Now Sports membership. No contract.
I've got a new woman in my life.
Oh.
Oh, she's a stunner.
She?
Absolutely gorgeous. A vixen, like beautiful red hair.
Nice.
We meet every morning before I head off to work.
What?
Just a, you know, quick hello. Wink, wink. She's been in my life now for, I'd say, the last 6 months. No. And I'm completely invested now. So, a little fox that comes down to me every every single morning.
Cute, though.
I started feeding her. And then she brought the boyfriend down. And there's a few cubs. And they come down from the woods, from the house. This morning, she was there waiting for me.
You see?
Like, she's outside my house, right beside the tree. And just looking at me, saying, what are you going to do about it? Where's my grub? So I went back into the house. I had a look in the fridge. I was like, do we have any chicken or anything that, you know, what would a fox like? You know, found some, you know, that sliced chicken that was gone tomorrow. So I said, I'll bring that out. I walked over, walked across the road, took it out of the pack and threw it down in front of her, like literally where Rory is.
Yeah.
And she took it in her mouth, looked up, went, give me a foxy thank you, and walked off. So this
A foxy
thank you was like, I don't know, it was like a
you and your foxy friendship.
And now, does this mean
you've started something, now you're just going to have to keep going?
Yeah, like that family are with you forever now. Yep.
Because you're feeding them, you see.
All right.
I didn't think they were friendly.
Oh, they're so tame, foxes.
If you start to feed them, apparently, like if they would come up to the back door of your house.
Mm. Yeah, they will, yeah.
She's gorgeous. She looks like Cooper or a dog. So she's exactly the same size. And they're relatively harmless. I know, well, if you're a farmer, you don't like foxes because they do awful damage to lambs
chickens
and whatnot.
Yeah.
But there's no chickens. No chickens around our place.
Mm.
So what now?
Well, you're just going to have to keep going.
Stock up on fox food.
They're definitely around at that time of the morning, because when I leave Cove nearly every morning, I see 2 or 3 crossing roads in the town.
Oh, they're everywhere. The thing I'm worried about is it's going to start digging a network of tunnels under my gaff.
Fantastic, Mr. Fox.
It's going to take all me cider. I'm going to get up in the morning, fridge will be gone.
You and your foxes.
Yeah, I'll have to get a JCB, go up to the woods and take the whole lot of them out.
With KC on Cork's Good Times.
There is one sound.
There we go.
Yeah.
What does the fox say?
Give me chicken and chicken for free.
Feed me, Casey. Feed me, Casey. What the fox
say? Okay, so if you'd like to be named after Mr. Fox this morning, let's hear from you. 0868104106. I'll christen her tomorrow morning when I meet her again with a leg of chicken.
Red FM's Cash Machine.
In the meantime, huge amounts of money in the cash machine for you to get your hands on today. We're on a rollover. That means if you entered yesterday, you're in for today, okay? But if not, let's go for it. Brand new amount. Remember, if you get the call, yesterday's jackpot is done. It is gone. It is void. Mm-hmm. Today, it is €41,244.62. Write that one down and remember it. If you get the call, you need to throw that one back at Barry. 41244.62. That is your cash amount if you're playing today. The phone call is going to happen between 3 and 4. To enter, you must text the word RED to 57557. Please don't send it to us because it won't go in the draw.
Nope.
Text the word RED to this number, 57557. To play this game, it will cost you €2.50. You must be over 18. You're playing across the Go Loud network of stations. And it is happening between 3 and 4 today. You will hear somebody lose their mind as we give them over €40,000. So this is how you do it. You just enter right now, text RED to 57557 and listen out. The phone call is made and then this happens.
How much in the cash machine?
€20,261.86.
You've just won the money, well done! How do you feel?
Oh my God, I can't believe it. I'm actually in shock here.
Kellyanne O'Brien takes 20k. You could get double that today. 15 minutes away from the Neil Prendeville show. That is on the way. Getting back to my foxy situation, we got to name the fox. How about Emerson? That's my daughter's name. It means brave, powerful. Beautiful. She's 3 years old today.
Aww, happy birthday.
Emerson, happy birthday. Ella, who's 12, thinks Mrs. Fox should be Rua, Irish for red.
Very cute.
So we have now officially found the name of our fox. It is Rua Emerson.
There you go.
Okay, now we've given her a name and a personality. The hope is that we get friendly and eventually she hops into the car and I can bring her into the show some more.
Or you don't have a choice, I'd say.
No, it's happening.
I'm taking to the flow now.
All right, who's that? How are you, Steve-o?
All right, bye. What's happening?
I'm all right. What do you know about foxes, Steve?
Very little, apart from that I see a lot of them.
Uh-huh. Are you friends with any?
I am Freddy.
Freddy the fox. You have a Freddy fox, okay. And where does Freddy make an appearance?
Ballincollig every night.
Oh.
Okay. So he's a nighttime. Well, they mostly are all nighttime, aren't they? You rarely see them during the day. And how well do you know Freddy? Have you gone for pints or anything?
No, I just throw some old bar of chocolate every now and again, you know?
Oh, bar of chocolate? Yeah, yeah. What does he like? He's a York. Foxes would be Yorkie eaters, wouldn't they?
And a twirl. He likes a twirl.
Oh, yeah.
Very good. Posh
you
fox.
Go, you see,
Come here, the song that we played, Steve, this morning, who was it?
It was Beyonce doing the Ballincollig song.
Yay!
I'm taking it to the flow now.
Woo! Absolutely, 100%. You have won yourself 6 months free Now membership. And do you know what else, buddy? You've got €200 there to buy loads of chocolate for your pet fox.
Nice one, brother.
All right. Have a lovely day,
well
Stephen.
Done, Steve.
You too, lads.
Thanks a million. This is what you call synergy. Speaking of all things Ballincollig. Yay.
This ain't Cork, boy. It's Ballincollig. A separate town. So park your Honda, your Honda Civic. Take a look around, round. Wave a decent Aldi at the top of the town and a huge big park for running around. We've a guard the station if you're a rat and a load of bushes for stashing gat. We've a McDonald's and a Dino's. Or try the fry. Hit the white horse for a cold one, or the trade house for a hot munch, We've a load of speed ramps in the middle of the town to try and slow you langers down. It's the place in Cork that I love the best, and you're not gonna need a bulletproof vest. If you're getting the bus, jump on the 220. Always busy and ever empty. Move out here just like I did, but the gas could cost £1 million quid. This ain't Cork, boy. It's Ballincollig. A separate town, 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 town. So park your Honda.
Park your Honda.
Your Honda Civic.
Honda Civic.
Take a look around, round, 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 round. We've a Jason Daldy at the top of the town and a huge big park for running around. We've a guard the station if you're a rat and a load of bushes for stashing gat.
Sonny! Sonny! Come here, boy, you cat! You can't leave a horse there, boy. You can't. They'll clamp it. I'm telling you now, they'll clamp it.
Chill, boy. I'm just popping into the Tongue Sing to pick up my Chinese.
I'll mind the horse for you if you give me a chicken ball.
Much obliged, sir.
Johnny Cash, you wouldn't have any change on you, would you?
I'm afraid not, boy.
You tight.
Red FM Breakfast.
With KC. Red FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
Or maybe I'm that blind now that I keep missing the next button.
Or maybe you're just broken.
That's it. Well, we all know that. That was a very evil laugh. Very evil laugh. Ha ha ha. He's broken and soon he will die. And the show will be mine. Come here, it's 2 days to the Grand National. Yeah. 208 days until the presidential election in the US of A. I wonder who's going to get in there. It's probably old Turbo Tan is going to be back in office again.
Yeah.
And 257 sleeps until Christmas. I'm just saying. Just saying.
What?
Yeah, today's International World Parkinson's Day as well.
Okay.
Parkinson's Awareness Day. If it's your birthday, you celebrate with Jeremy Clarkson and Whitfield. Remember the one that had Saturday night?
Saturday night.
That's her. She lived off the back of that, a Danish singer who had a one-hit wonder back in 1994. She sold millions of copies.
I wonder how much she made from that.
Oh, a fortune. That was back when people bought songs.
It was.
You know, you bought your CD single or your tape.
That's it. Did she do any other songs apart from that?
She had another song that sounded like Saturday night, but I think it was Wednesday night. I think she just... Come on, let's do this again.
Wednesday night.
We're staying in watching Coronation Street.
Yeah.
Everybody.
In my PJs.
Actually, let's bring it back.
Let's bring that song back. Yeah, yeah.
On this day, in 1976, the very first Apple computer was invented.
Oh.
It was designed by Steve Wozniak, who was Steve Jobs' partner in crime, in a garage.
Was it one of those massive things that you carry around in a case? You can't even carry it. It's so heavy. You have to put it on a trailer.
It looked like a big... It looked like a box that you'd bring shoe polish around in. It was a big, big wooden... It was a wooden box.
Yeah.
With loads of different buttons on it.
It's actually mad, isn't it? It's like the first mobile phones. You remember those?
Yeah. On this day in 1992, Euro Disney opened in Paris as well. What else happened? I had two other little things I wanted to mention. Oh, yeah. Albert Einstein, in 1905 on this day, came up with his whole theory of relativity.
Oh,
Kind of important.
The 11th of April, and 1905.
And Popeye made his first appearance on TV.
Okay. There you go.
That's all the bits and pieces.
Wake up to Red FM Breakfast with KC.
I wake up early every morning.
Cork's Good Times.
Good time.
Red FM.
I have a list of stuff here, Vic, which is 15 things we all do at work but never admit to.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be on the list here somewhere. Go on.
By the way, question for you. Should phones be banned in work?
No.
They're saying here they should be.
No, they shouldn't. We rely on our phones for everything now.
I know, but if you're in the workplace and you're spending, what, an hour and a half on your phone a day, when you should be... Well, no, this is what the employers are saying.
What do you think?
Well, we need it for work.
We need it for work.
Absolutely, but the boss can't ring us and tell us how great we are if we don't have our mobile phones
with
us. And that's my side.
Exactly.
That's my side of it. Okay. Anyway, we'll get back. That's a different debate for later on. Things we do at work but never admit to. Spending way too much time on our phone.
Yeah.
A lot of people sneak off to the Jacks and they can do a 45-minute session. In fact, people have admitted watching, finishing off episodes of stuff they're watching on Now or Netflix or whatever the case may be by sitting on the throne.
I wondered why you're always in the loo in work. Is that what you're doing?
No, I don't know.
Watching a whole episode of...
I'm writing a book in there.
Yeah.
Stealing food. Everyone's guilty of that.
Yeah, well, I'm not. I've never stolen any food, but I've had food stolen from me.
I think I might have taken a bit of mayonnaise back in the day.
Yeah. Well, a condiment.
But butter and mayonnaise is just there for
different,
everyone, right? That's
different.
All right.
But I've had a whole dinner stolen from me.
Oh, an entire meal?
Yeah.
Okay, that's different. Did you ever find out who it was?
No.
No?
No. And it wasn't here, by the way.
Oh, right, okay. Oh, now I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Come on, give me the list. What's next?
Give me the list of people I think stole your food over in 96.
No.
No?
No.
Someone springs to mind immediately. Absolutely immediately. But would he fit it up his sleeve? He wouldn't fit it up his sleeve. Anyway. Daydreaming is something we all do at work.
Yeah.
Aimless breaks. Shopping online is a big work problem.
I actually don't shop online when I'm in work.
People buying stuff when they're supposed to be working and robbing tea bags, coffee and sugar sachets.
Well, they're just kind of like, they come with the building, don't they?
And constantly blaming IT for everything. That's something we all do.
Poor old Dan.
Poor old Dan. And then IT, the IT specialists who have spent like years in college, they come over and go, control, alt, delete.
I know they do.
And everything is working again. We can rock it day and night. People getting down, that's right. From AM to PM, everybody looking like stars. All the chicks and the fellas in the bars. All of y'all bumping this in your cars. From AM to PM. Gang, this is amazing. It's something that maybe every workplace should introduce.
Absolutely.
Victoria.
It's called Life Admin.
Life.
So there's a boss in Manchester who is now giving his staff a paid half day a week off. For life admin. Life administration.
Every single week you get half a day off, you get full pay for that. For you, no pay touched.
But what about a dadmin half day?
Yeah.
So this is a half day where dads get to do dad stuff. Like, this is a bit sexist now,
wash
but bear
balls.
With me. Golf, DIY, washing the car. You get the message.
Yeah,
I'm all for it.
What's next?
Good.
Kidmin?
Yeah.
Yeah?
What's yeah, kidmin? I need a kidmin day.
It's like it's all the sports.
Washing all the sports
all
kids.
All the sports gear. That's why you need a kidmin day. Or petmin, you know. You have to bring a little Jack Russell to the vet or whatever. You know, you need
bring it for a walk.
What we're missing is sporting bereavement day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I have that in. Look, sadmin.
Jeez, you're ahead of everything.
Yeah. It's a sadmin day.
So when Liverpool don't win the Premier League title, you can take a sadmin day.
You get half a day to sit on the sofa and cry about the fact that your team lost last weekend.
He's going to do that anyway.
He is, yeah.
Don't hex us. Hex us, hold down. Bedmin. What's bedmin?
Oh, I like the sound of
this. It's a catch-up on those Zeds, lads.
Oh, yeah.
Sleep administration, we're calling that now. So you get a half paid day to sleep.
To just catch up on those errors. I think we should get that.
I think we should.
The early risers.
Shopmen.
This is for me now. I put this one in now. Well, me and Kelly, or maybe you guys like to shop. This is a half paid day to catch up on all your shopping.
What do you mean catch up on your shopping?
You've got to catch up on it.
Like all the tracking and where it is and what part of China your box of rubbish is coming from. I gotcha. I told you before, the fella that delivers to our house needs... I'm converting the attic. I'm going to let him live upstairs so he can just drop it through a hole in the ceiling. Right, morning, everybody.
With KC on Cork's Good Times. Vix VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
All right. Tomorrow, there is an album on release... And we'd love you all to support this incredible lady. Her name is Lyra, and she is doing our very special night, a night on the town, Red FM's big night out next Wednesday.
Oh yeah, epic.
And caught up with Lyra recently, talking about her new album.
Your Sonic baby has been born.
Yeah.
And tell me, when you christened the Sonic baby, what are we calling this?
It's going to be called Lyra.
That's it, simple enough?
Simple enough.
Yeah.
Debut album. I'm going with Lyra. I feel like it's... very telling as me as a person and as an artist. So I feel like it's a full story of me, how I got here, what I've been through. So I thought...
There goes the phone. Oh, my God.
Bye-bye.
That's a good phone.
Oh, God, I'm sick of that one. So I felt like it was great just to call it Lyra so people get to know me. That's what it's about.
Okay. Who would you prefer people to know? Again... You or the artist you?
I suppose once they get to know me, they get to know the artist me as well. Because like when I'm on stage and I'm singing and then I stop singing in between songs, I'm me. Like, I'm not somebody else. I'm not trying to be somebody else. I'm not trying to be this persona. You know, I'm just myself. So what you see is what you get, that kind of vibe. So the way I'm talking to you now is exactly how I'll talk when I'm talking. That's just me.
Even though they called you Beyonce with a West Cork accent.
I know, yeah.
Yeah. Stoddy Garden.
Wish I had her arse. I'm not
going to
lie.
Beyonce. Aww. The band of Beyonce's album is out tomorrow. And we've got tickets up for grabs to come to our big night out coming up very, very soon. Whatever you got,
she's a sweetheart, isn't she?
She's amazing. Yeah. Absolutely amazing.
This is an interesting one. Think about the most unlikely actor that you could ever think of playing a part in the new Joker 2 movie.
Oh my God.
I'll give you a clue. He likes woolly jumpers and caravans.
Woolly jumpers and caravans?
Or motorhomes.
Alan Partridge!
Yeah.
What?
He's in the new Joker 2 movie.
Coogan is going to Joker.
Yeah, with Joaquin Phoenix and Lady Gaga. God.
Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
What is Alan Partridge going to be doing?
Apparently he's just playing a cameo.
Of Alan Partridge?
Yeah.
Hardly.
He's playing a cameo of Alan. Like, imagine standoff between the Joker and Alan Partridge. Where's my pork pie?
Dan! Bruce! Dan! Bruce! Dan! That would be absolutely...
It's really random, isn't it?
Look, genuinely, maybe he's going into Batman, but he's hardly going into Alan Partridge.
I don't know. That's what it's telling me here. That is what it's telling me here.
No, it's just no. Yeah. If this happens, this might be the greatest moment.
Unless he's just in the trailer, because apparently he's in the trailer. Now, we'll have to... I haven't watched it yet, but we'll have to watch it after the show. But there you go. That's an interesting one. There. Just got a really funny message in from Jamie, right? Lads, I once picked up an old American couple in my taxi driving down Oliver Plunkett Street when the old lady says, "Oh my gosh, this guy Murphy owns so many bars." Classic. You don't realise, but it probably says it everywhere, does it?
You just don't even notice it.
You don't even notice it, no. You don't. Classic.
You gotta love the old Yanks. You know the old touristy Yanks?
It's the old ones.
They're just the nicest people.
Remember I told you about the guy that asked where he could watch the Grand Parade? Can you tell me where I can get to the Grand Parade?
So he thought there was like a big Brazilian
parade. Yeah, okay. It's like, it's a street, mate. Sorry, what?
They do legitimately come over here looking for leprechauns. Like,
oh, they do.
I think that's absolutely hilarious. No, and does anybody else get this? You always know American tourists. And do you know what? Okay, does anyone else get this the way I get it? They always look really clean. Do you know what I mean? They're always pristine and their clothes are perfectly ironed and they've got those little yellow jackets and the bum bags. Yanks. You can just tell.
Vic's VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
Right, what's going on in the world?
I don't know. I've lost my page.
I'll tell you what's happening. Teddy is still swimming. We're coming back to the Teddy Swims game later on.
Okay.
Which is the Teddy Swims name game. We'll do that a little later. By the way, if you know what this song is, right?
Come take it to the flow now.
That could win you something really nice. Mm-hmm. Could win you some... 6 months free streaming with Now to watch the Masters and all the other great golf and all the other great sports in about 10 minutes.
Come take it to the flow now.
Okay, what have you got for us?
Nice little tease. This is an interesting one. You'll find this interesting. Jimmy Fallon has been talking to Paul Mescal about Jimmy's dad.
Okay.
So basically, Paul got trapped in a green room. When I say trapped, I just mean he was sitting next to Jimmy Fallon's dad. And Jimmy's dad basically tore the ears off him about... Have a listen.
Okay. So Jimmy Fallon's dad was in the green room...
With Paul Mescal.
And just kept burning the air off him. Okay.
When my father came in and started talking to you about Ireland and our relatives in Ireland.
Yes, Mayo?
Yes, in the county Mayo,
Yeah, a lot of talk about Mayo.
I wonder why my parents are coming to the show. And I'm like, oh, yes, so you can talk about Ireland. Yeah. Do people bring up, Americans do like to do that, where if they know one little thing about your country, we will grab onto it and not let go.
Yeah, I was talking to someone the other day and they were like, I'm Irish. And I was like, where are your parents from? And they're like, Napa Valley. I was like, I don't really, I don't get it. But I don't know. I love being Irish.
Yeah, well, so do we. We even claim we are when we're
Americans
not.
Americans love being Irish more than Irish people, I think.
Yeah, sure, yeah, because it's something kind of special, you know?
Yeah.
You mean to tell me that Jimmy Fallon is a Mayo man?
Yep.
That's incredible.
Yep. I don't know if it's his father.
It's his father's ancestors, I'd say. Yeah.
There you go. You could be related to Jimmy Fallon.
Do you know what? Up in Mayo, we're all related to each other. And that's not a joke. Everyone is a cousin of somebody.
I know.
Oh, by the way, Laura's been on to me to say that my sister was in a hotel in Shannon and a group of Americans arrived into the hotel, dead serious, up to the counter, and wanted to know where to go leprechaun hunting.
Oh my goodness, leprechaun hunting.
Yeah, they were told that there was tours to, and they're like, I think people do leprechaun tours.
They're, okay.
They do.
Don't exist.
I think you'll find that they do.
Do they?
No, the little green fellas that you see in the Disney books and everything.
Yeah.
No. These are the real leprechauns.
Oh, right. What do they look like?
Oh, I'll tell you now.
Okay.
Turn, light a candle there and turn on the light and I'll tell you about. Do you want to know about the real leprechauns?
Go on, so.
Leprechauns of Ireland. You don't see them. You don't hear them. But they can take the form of anything.
All right.
From a black dog to a yellow crow. But you don't mess with them. You go on the wrong side of the little people, I'm telling you now. You'll wake up in the morning, you'll have a horn growing out of your nose.
God, you nose.
If you were ever to listen to Eddie Lenihan, the Shanachie, he tells all these stories about Irish leprechauns and fairies, but they're not the Disney fairies.
Oh, right, okay.
These are the Irish spiritual fairies.
Yeah.
And the stories are amazing.
Have you ever seen one?
Have I seen a leprechaun?
Yeah.
I'm sure I live with three of them. Good morning. Red FM Breakfast. With Now. Wake up. The Masters 2024 is here. Catch all the action live with a Now Sports membership.